Our second feature comes from a familiar source, Neil Haverson. He explains why he has a sticker with the word buttocks on his kitchen unit. Here's Paul Henderson to read Neil's contribution.
When your age has a naught on the end, why does it have to be considered a significant milestone? There's so much made about hitting the big 4-0 and life allegedly beginning. But I remember approaching it with dread, fearing life would go into steep descent. Then, when I hit 50, an older friend said to me, "Wait till you turn 60. That's when your body starts to fall apart." Well, I broke through that barrier and the next, and thankfully, while some critical parts take a little persuasion to function, they are in reasonable working order. But recently a former colleague said to me, "When you reach 80, that's when you really go downhill." I know deterioration with age can be slowed if one does the right things. Advice is everywhere. Don't eat this, but eat that. Exercise regularly, cut down on alcohol, and don't get stressed. Unfortunately, my motivation to do the necessary is sadly lacking, even though I do have the fortress Mrs. Motivator urging me ever onward in my desire for longevity. Spread around the middle is an inevitable age thing. A friend who is a regular at the gym has a bit of a pod and tells me it's something that you can't totally eliminate. I must admit that the expanse of my waistline is undoubtedly caused by having the odd snack too many. I mean, surely just one more biscuit won't hurt, will it? And if you have a sandwich for lunch, well, you've got to have some crisps with it. It's pathetic, I know, but I have been reduced to waiting until Mrs. H is out of the way before ferreting for a nibble. When she spots the packet diminishing rapidly, it is obvious who is the culprit. As for the advancing stoop, when I least expect it, Fortress H echoes to the sudden shout from Mrs. H of, "Shoulders back!" I do try. Whenever I remember, I pull my shoulders back and stretch my neck to the perpendicular. If you see me out, you'll know I'm performing these movements. The posture, I assume, makes me walk as though I am battling to stem the onset of a severe bout of diarrhea. Recently, Mrs. H walked in while I was sitting at the computer. She barked, "Sit up straight! You're shaped like the letter C." She proceeded to adjust the backrest of my chair to push me more upright. I now sit as though I'm about to plunge forward and bury my head in the keyboard. Mrs. H is more focused than me. While, for example, she's waiting for something to heat in the microwave, she performs a series of exercises, stretches and the like that only take a few minutes. She sits in a chair, standing and sitting for 60 seconds. Or she'll stand erect, throwing her arms wide, sweeping ends up with hands together as if she is praying. "You should do this," she says in mid-stretch. You're just standing there watching me. Why don't you do something?" "Yes," I reply. "I know I should. I really must start." "You always say that. Do it now." I would, but I've got an email I must send," I reply before slinking off. Such is Mrs. H's campaign that she is stuck in strategic positions in the kitchen, star-shaped coloured stickers with single words on them to act as prompts. We have "shoulders" on a yellow sticker. On a pink sticker is "breathe." Well, when I go to the peanut butter out of the cupboard, I'm confronted with a fluorescent red sticker, trumpeting "buttocks." This last one puzzled our granddaughter when she came round, thus involving an explanation on the act of clenching to tighten drooping. I really must make the effort. So it's goodbye to snacking and hello exercising. I'm going to hone my body. I'll start tomorrow.
Thank you, Paul.